Apollo 16, Houston. Apollo 16 through Canaries, how do you read?
Okay, USAF 40.
Okay, we're noticing a possible blockage in the primary coolant loop. Would you have John check the glycol reservoir bypass valve to be sure it's open? Stand by. Charlie, it's Houston. Whatever you just did up there got the coolant loop flow back. We'd like to watch it for a minute before proceeding. Over.
Okay, we were step 12, page 213, configuration now with radiators of bypass. We've got the reservoir bypass open.
Roger, understand. Roger, wish I was there with you.
Apollo Control Houston, 20 minutes ground elapsed time. That, again, was John Young, commander of Apollo 16, appraising the view over this Canary Island pass. We're at 21 minutes ground
elapsed. Houston, you can proceed with the rest of the normal ECS configuration.
Yeah, Roger. That's in work.
Houston, we're having kind of intermittent data down here due to a problem with Canary's antenna.
Okay, we're up with the glycol to the
Roger.
Apollo Control Houston, 22 minutes ground elapsed time. We show a present orbit of 96 nautical miles by 91 nautical miles. About a minute to go until loss of signal with Canary. Quick status check being taken in Mission Control Center by Flight Director Gene Kranz with his flight control team to try and pass up a final few words with a 16 crew before we have loss of signal. We're at 23 minutes ground elapsed time. This is Apollo Control Houston.
16 Houston, data is back now. Good. Everything looks fine as we come up 20 seconds to LOS. We'll see a Carnarvon at 5239.
Roger, 5239, Gordon.
Enjoy the view there.
And we're just starting to come into darkness now, and the sunset is just as beautiful as always in this space business.
Roger.